This is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. Today I'm going to answer the question that I get pretty often, and that is, why are evangelical Christians opposed to abortion? Why are we opposed to abortion? You know, there's people giving all reasons and excuses for abortion, like rape and incest, and certainly my heart goes out to any victims of rape and incest, but you do not punish the child for the sin of the parent. And by the way, that debate there, we're talking about probably just 1 to 2% out of every out of all the abortions that are being performed. So that doesn't, even if it were right, which it isn't, that would not justify the murder of about 55 million babies, which has occurred since 1973 in America. And now we're even getting to the point where we're selling baby body parts, at least Planned Parenthood is. So old Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood and fan of Adolf Hitler, would be happy about that. But whatever the case, we Christians believe in standing up for human life, and the Bible teaches that human life starts at the moment of conception. King David said in Psalm 51:5 that he was sinful from the moment he was conceived. So from the moment he was conceived, he was sinful. He had a sin nature. Tissue doesn't have a sin nature. Human beings do. So he was human from the moment he was conceived. When you read through the Gospels, in fact, if you read in Luke chapters 1, verse 41, Luke chapter 2, verses 12 and verse 16, the unborn baby is called brephos. It's translated babe. But it's the same word is used whether the baby is in the womb, the unborn baby, or after the baby is born. So the only thing that has changed is the location of the baby, not that the tissue became a baby at the moment of birth. So the Bible says that a woman who is pregnant is a woman with child, or a woman with baby. And the word is brephos. When the baby is born, the brephos is now living outside the body. So we Christians believe that all human life is sacred. We were all created in God's image. Human life is worth defending. And so we're just defending the helpless. And you might not like that. You might think you should be able to kill your babies due to convenience, but that's really not the case. Now, when pro-abortionists argue that a unborn baby is actually just tissue, they're not keeping up with modern genetic science. Watson and Crick, who cracked the genetic code, they acknowledged that unborn babies are human, and they were pro-abortion, so they believed we should be able to kill babies up to 3 days after they were born. That was back in the 1970s. Peter Singer, the ethicist, supposed to be an expert on what is right and what is wrong at Princeton University, he says you can't argue with Christians when they say that human life starts at the moment of conception. Any type of beings that reproduce sexually at the moment of conception, there's a new genetic code, and so you have a new life, and if the parents are human, the new life is human. It's a human being, the start of a human life. So Peter Singer agrees that when we abort, we are killing unborn babies, but he's all for it. And so what he does is he says human beings, all human life is not sacred. There are some human beings who don't have the same level of consciousness, self-consciousness, and self-awareness to where they deserve, they have a right to life. And so Peter Singer has said in his work, Practical Ethics, that the life, once you break down his thought and you understand what he's saying, he's basically saying the life of a full-grown pig or chimpanzee is worth more than the life of a newborn baby, since the full-grown pig or chimpanzee has a higher level of self-consciousness. And so Peter Singer, he's also the founder of the modern animal rights movement, has figured out a way to lessen the value of human life based on how aware or how self-conscious we are. This is why people who often protest Peter Singer often show up in wheelchairs. They're disabled people, and they see the writing on the wall. it's kind of a master race type thinking, that if people don't fit into our definition of a perfect human being, we can just dispose of them. And for over a decade, Peter Singer was not allowed to speak in Germany because his views sounded too much like the Nazis. On just about every other page in his Practical Ethics, he draws a clear distinction between what he's saying and what the Nazis said. Well, he wouldn't have to do that if his views weren't so close to the Nazis. But that's what's going on with the abortion movement. We've rejected the sanctity of human life, that all human beings were created in God's image, and though fallen, we retain enough of the image of God to where human life is sacred. So that's why Christians defend the lives of unborn babies. These are human beings. And, you know, it's really crazy, but in most states, like in Washington State, Revised Code of Washington, if a doctor, a state-sponsored executioner, if you will, if a doctor performs an abortion, it's legal. But if a woman performs her own abortion, she could be charged with manslaughter, which is defined in the Revised Code of Washington, Title IX, as a type of homicide, which is defined as murder of a human being. So the baby's a human being when the mother performs her own abortion. If a doctor performs the abortion, it was just legal and the baby's not a human being. That's legalistic schizophrenia. And the fact of the matter is, not only are Christian rights, but even the unethical ethicists, Peter Singer and Watson and Crick, even they're right. Human life starts at the moment of conception. So the question when it comes to abortion and infanticide, killing babies already born, euthanasia, killing disabled people or people who don't want to live or people we don't think should live, what it really comes down to is human life sacred, or do we have the right to take innocent human lives? And Christians would argue, no, human beings were created in God's image. All human life is sacred, and that's why we oppose abortion. God bless you.